Hello and welcome to the Pet Healer Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Mitzi Vargas, and today we're going to talk about the superpowers of berberine. And berberine is an alkaloid that is in several plants. Golden seal is one of them, and Coptis chinensis is one. Coptis is one of the plants that I use a lot in the herbal preparations that we use. And Coptis has multiple alkaloids, but I feel that berberine is probably the one that it's the king of the alkaloids in that plant. And that's why when I add Coptis to a formula, I have increased anti-inflammatory effects, and I have a lot of really good things, like function of the heart. It has cardioprotective effects. And why is it? I think that the mechanism, the berberine has been studied a lot. And in the old times and for many generations, it has been used in the GI department, you know, for any kind of diarrhea, berberine. And the reason is that berberine really inhibits the gastric secretions, and it really has a great effect on the gallbladder contraction, and it stops the diarrhea. It's an antispasmodic, stops the spasms. So berberine has been used in that department for many years. But what this, the more studying on this alkaloid, the more you study, the more the fundamental mechanism of action has been discovered. And it is amazing. It has a lot of potential, because what it does, it activates the AMPK, and that is short for adenosine monophosphate activated protein kinase, or AMP activated protein kinase, AMPK. So what is AMPK, right? Because why is so important that berberine? There's very few compounds that can activate this, and so berberine is one of them. So why is so important? Because AMPK, it's an enzyme that acts like a central energy regulatory switch. So when you activate, there's a lot of how the energy is produced and used in the body. And it induces a lot of events, a cascade of reactions, chemical reactions, and they're all involved in maintaining the energy in the body. And of course, we know that the energy in the body is the energy in the cells, and the energy in the organs, the energy in, you know, in all the systems of the body. And so it senses, the AMPK is a smart enzyme. It senses when there's a change in the energy metabolism, and it attempts to maintain the homeostasis, the harmony of it. And so it will amp the cell level. At the cell level, it will amp the production of energy, or it will try to inhibit it. So it's great because AMPK controls fat metabolism, sugar metabolism, energy imbalances. So there's been, with the epidemic of diabetes in this country, they have been looking at berberine for that, for metabolic syndrome, which is really diabetes type 2, right? And so I have to confess that in my family, we have some diabetes. And of course, you know, I've always been, well, just because your father had it, you don't have it, because there's such a thing as epigenetics. So with food, you can change a lot of things. And I have done really well, except after 50, you know, a lot of things change and your metabolism decreases even further, metabolic rate. And so, of course, one of the things that I've noticed is my A1C had been going up. It's kind of like the fructosamine in dogs and cats. So my A1C was going up, and I think it's 6.7 is considered diabetes, and anything between 6 and 6.7 is considered pre-diabetes. And mine had gone up to 6.4. So, of course, the doctor wanted me to use metformin, which is one of the top oral medications for diabetes types 2. Glipizide is the other one, and they regulate the sugar metabolism and try to help with insulin resistance and everything. but they're not very effective. And if you look at the metformin side effects, you know, a lot of them have to do with necrosis of liver cells. And I love my liver cells. I want them to be with me for a long time. And so I want to preserve them. And I didn't like the effects. And I said, well, we're just going to try something natural. So we're doing berberine. And in 6 months of doing berberine, it went from, and doing, you know, some adjustments in the dietary department, it went from 6.4 to 5.8. So we're doing good. Thank you. And so that's why it prompted me to share this magical compound called berberine. And so one of the other things that it has, it says that it fights cancer. And I really think it's because AMPK, it could have a lot of other responses because they do cellular repair. So in cancer, it coordinates other enzymes. They shift energy here and there, but they shift it towards repair. And there's other hormones that are that are really linked to it, like adiponectin and leptin. All of these are hormones that control weight and hunger. And so, I mean, it makes a lot of sense that especially a person that is undergoing some cancer, you know, cancer cells, which, to be honest, everybody has them at one time. It's just how your immune system clears it out of the system, these crazy cells, and how it detoxifies your body. But AMPK is a great super enzyme, and the only or one of the common things that can activate it is berberine. So I have some other things. In Chinese medicine, it enters, when it is in cuptis, it enters the heart, the liver, the stomach, and the large intestine, four meridians. And so I really feel that Chinese medicine kind of like confirms what the Western medicine has seen on all these effects on the metabolic syndrome, because the heart is the emperor. And so, and we have some cardioprotective tissues that actually inhibit the myocardial oxygen consumption. So your heart is working with less oxygen, my friends. So it's really good. It's like you're exercising and you're losing weight at the same time. It's just, you know, and you're controlling your appetite. But in Chinese medicine, anything with heart fire, anything with dampness, with which, you know, obesity and diabetes will be considered a little bit of a damp situation, or also yin deficiency, so an internal heat. So it will relieve of internal heat, because especially if you're using cuptis as your source of berberine, it has other alkaloids within itself as a root, but it will definitely get the yin deficiency control. So I think that there have been studies using berberine as an anti-hypertensive. And the problem is that when you are on an anti-hypertensive, you need to avoid berberine. One of the other avoidance that I would think it would be in a spleen yang deficiency, that would be... because this is a cold herb, so it would make it worse. And the other thing that I would say is that berberine is cheap. It is natural, doesn't have really any side effects, and it's easy. It comes in capsules. It's just easy to acquire. You don't have to go to a special place, you know, and all the vitamin stores will have it. And it is just... so many things, anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer effects, and metabolic syndrome, why not? So I hope you learned something today. And if you did, share with your friends and hit the subscription little bell too, so that we can be in touch with you for the next episodes. Thank you. And remember that From now on, we're going to be downloading every Friday a brand new episodes, so you can be on the lookout for them. In the meantime, visit our Facebook page, the Pet Healer Podcast page. We also have our website, thepethealerpodcast.com, and we are in most platforms, so you can enjoy our topics. Thank you, and until next time, take care. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. Information about this episode came from my book, AltVet, the Revolutionary Pet Care and Longevity Solution, available in Amazon at our clinic, and soon to be an audiobook. So look forward to that. And this episode was sponsored by my practice, Orchid Springs Animal Hospital, and our website is www.osahvsinvictorets.com, osavets.com. There's a lot of information out there if you want some more information on integrative pet healing. And our Pet Healer Podcast is going to be available in all platforms. So we're looking forward to seeing you again.